Hello.
Hi, Monique. This is Chief Judge Mannion.
Hello, Chief Judge Mannion, and please refer to me as Miss Whirl.
Okay, Monique. I mean, Ms. Whirl. I'd like to discuss with you the case of Mr. RK.
I'm not sure who you're talking about. Please explain.
Well, Mr. Arquette was my court's chief technology officer until I fired him.
Oh, I think I heard about this. After working 30 years for your court and delivering a world-class IT department, you fired him as payback, or more to the point, a favor to your boyfriend, Belvin Perry. Is that right?
That's not accurate, but that's ancient history. I'm interested in you prosecuting the case on Mr. Arquette that is currently waiting on your action.
Didn't Mr. Arquette write an entire book about the sexual discrimination, sexual abuse, sexual favors, and fraud that took place during you and Perry's rule as chief judges?
Yes, he wrote a book, but it was all lies.
Then why didn't you or Perry sue him?
Because I'm a sitting chief judge and I didn't think it was appropriate.
You know that's bullshit. I think everything Arquette wrote was true. After all, Perry isn't a judge. He's just some Morgan and Morgan lackey. So why didn't he sue Arquette?
I'm not sure, but that's Belvin's business. I'd like to know why this case has sat around your office for over 2 years with no activity. I had the sheriff raid Arquette's home, and they've held all his computers and disk drives for over 2 years. And at some point, they will have to give them back or prosecute.
And why is that my problem? That's your problem, not my problem.
Because Arquette has committed major crimes and needs to be held accountable.
I mean, like Trump-sized crimes, the little ones like murder.
Arquette made an error on a public records request. And I had a 10th Circuit judge sign a warrant to seize all his computers at his home. Now it's time to get the ball rolling on this case.
You have to be shitting me? Are you and Perry that shit crazy? If you think after I listened to Perry brag on your sickening podcast about sentencing a man to death and then attending his execution, I would do anything for you creatures, then you called the wrong state attorney. You and Perry's actions have stained what was once a stellar reputation of the circuit. And even after you're gone, Arquette's book will still be there selling over and over. Great job.
His sales aren't that great.
That's not the point. If you think for a single minute I'm going to lift a finger to help you and Perry further put this man's family through more of the hell you have put them through, then I need some of what you've been smoking. I tell you what, can I give you a little advice? I don't care. Step down and crawl back into whatever cave you were born in and quit embarrassing our circuit. Don't call me again.
Hello. I think she hung up.